Hi there. The word for you today is on what it means to serve. In Psalm 100 and verse 2, the psalmist writes, "Serve the Lord with gladness." Paul writes in 2 Corinthians 10 verse 18, the New Living Translation of the Bible, "When people commend themselves, it doesn't count for much. The important thing is for the Lord to commend them." So if your self-worth is based on anything other than God's approval, you won't be able to serve others with the right motives. Insecure people worry about how they'll be perceived. They hide their weaknesses beneath layers of protective pride. Look, the more insecure you are, the more you need people to serve you, and indeed the more you're willing to work for their acceptance. That's no way to live. One Bible scholar writes, and I quote, "In order to be of service to others, we must die to them. That is, we have to give up measuring our meaning and value by the yardstick of others. Thus we become free to be compassionate." Your service shouldn't be based on the response of those you're serving, but only on obedience to God. True servants of God don't insist on having lofty titles. If their job description calls for it, okay, but they wear that as a badge of humility. Paul, the greatest of the apostles, wrote, "You may brag about yourself, but the only approval that counts is the Lord's approval." Hello? If anybody had a chance to name drop, surely it was James, the half-brother of Jesus. I mean, what credentials? Imagine growing up with Jesus as your brother. Yet he simply referred to himself in Scripture as, quote, "a servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ." That means your service to Christ should be both your job and your joy. Serve the Lord with gladness. Can you imagine what could be accomplished for God if we all got serious about our role as servants and did it joyfully?